Hello and welcome to SourceCast, episode number 13. I'm Joey Lombardi. This week we're going to talk about IBM and some of their video aspirations. We'll roll into EMC and talk about some of the issues that they're having with their acquisition. And we're going to talk about Oracle, who I will refer to as the ultimate trolling organization from now on, or until I get bored of saying it. With that, let's kick off the show. It's another week, and IBM has bought another company. IBM announced that they purchased Upstream, which is a video streaming software and services company. IBM did not disclose how much they paid for the company. However, Fortune is reporting around $130 million. This is like the third company that IBM has bought in the video arena. In mid-December, IBM purchased ClearLeap. Factor in the previous purchases of Cleversafe and Aspra, along with over 1,000 video patents. And it is clear that IBM is making a play for the video space. What that means and what that would look like, it's going to be very interesting. However, I would expect a very enterprise-focused solution. There was a lot of chatter last week about IBM's profit forecasts, and it is down to a five-year low. Sales of new services bundled together under the heading of strategic imperatives increased in 2015, $28.9 billion. However, the company forecasted profits were below analyst projections. And while profits have been at a five-year low, IBM executives are stating that the strategic shift is working. The party line of cloud, analytics, mobile, social media, and security, those initiatives are up 26% for the year, making a combined $29 million in sales and representing 35% of revenue. And since we're talking about IBM and money, they just inked a $40 million deal to transform the way people withdraw money from ATMs. IBM inked a deal with BTI Payments, which is a white label ATM operator, to deploy and manage 4,000 automated teller machines across the country. The big news with Dell this week is, are they going to have enough money to actually buy EMC? They would have to raise $40 to $50 billion, and there is concerns that whether or not they can raise that kind of cash to make the acquisition happen. I suspect there will be much more to come on that. Here's an update for the story that will never end. If you've been a frequent reader of the blog for the last few years, you will have noticed my coverage of Hewlett-Packard and Autonomy's ongoing feud because of their misrepresentation case. A little backstory for those of you who don't know, HP purchased Autonomy a few years ago. It was a $10 billion deal. HP now claims that Autonomy, the Autonomy executives that were in place at the time, fudged the books, overvalued the company, and HP overpaid. So they have been in a lawsuit ever since, and the word is that the official trial will take place now in London 2018. You heard that right, London 2018. Let's move on to Oracle, who I will refer to now as the Ultra Troll organization. The Ultra Trolls have two worthy troll news items this week. Number one, they are currently in a lawsuit with the state of Oregon. Oracle is being sued by the state of Oregon for a failed implementation of a healthcare portal. Oracle has responded to Oregon's lawsuit by opening their own lawsuit against the state of Oregon, stating that politicking was in place and it helped to sabotage Oracle's performance and the overall deal. So effectively, Oracle is saying that a state hired them to implement a healthcare portal and then sabotaged that healthcare portal while paying them millions of dollars. Can't wait to see what the results of that lawsuit will be. In other Oracle soundbites, an Oracle executive stated that Amazon is not enterprise ready in the cloud. Even though Amazon is the market leader in cloud services and has companies like Coca-Cola as their customers, the Oracle exec went on to say that my conclusion is that it's easier to add cloud tech to an enterprise company than to add enterprise stuff to a cloud company. I hate to say it again, but I guess we'll have to wait and see. And before we end it this week, we'll shift away from supplier news and focus on some news you can use. For my friends in procurement out there, there was an interesting article from Procurement Leaders this week that pronounces the benefits of better contract management. Because who doesn't need better document and contract management when you're in procurement? The basic gist of the article is that fragmented, complex contract management means that organizations are missing opportunities to save money, and they're increasing their legal risk. What kind of legal risk? Things like you don't know when your contracts are expiring, or if there are certain terms that are coming up, you don't have an easy way of pulling that information up and letting your customers know. Content management, not necessarily the sexiest topic, however, important for organizations to operate and to mitigate risk. And we're going to close out with Donald Trump this week, because we were talking about procurement, and why wouldn't you end with Donald Trump? Donald Trump has made the statement that he will get Apple to make its products in America. Forget the fact that that's probably completely illegal, because there's no U.S. law that can force an American company to make products in America. If anyone can do it, the Donald can. Thanks for listening this week. We'll be back next week with episode number 14. Take care.